Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to all of my podcast friends. Glad you join me every day here. And if you're not an everyday listener, we're glad that you make it when you can, and we hope we can put a little grace into your life. What I'm really trying to do is just supplement your diet a little bit. I don't expect this is all that you receive from the Lord or the only time that you feed, but maybe for 5 minutes a day, we can help lead you to green grass and still waters. Let me talk to you today about God's acts versus God's ways. To do that, I want to use the text that makes that statement. That's Psalm 103. Listen to verse 6 leading into our key text, verse 7. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. That's two distinct things with two distinct audiences. His ways versus his acts. Who did he show his ways to? Moses. Who did he show his acts to? Israel. Interesting comparison because Moses and Israel are closely associated. Moses, of course, is the Old Testament Redeemer of Israel who takes them out of the land of Egypt and towards the Promised Land. Moses has an intimate, personal relationship with God, while Israel knows God as a religion. There's some typologies there, of course, that are obviously comparable to Christianity and Judaism, or what I would call law and grace. But Moses knows God in a way that Israel never knows God. Although Israel knows God's acts, they see God do a lot of things. Moses knows God, how God is. There's two Hebrew words that are important in the passage. The word ways, Moses knew God's ways, is the Hebrew word dorek, D-O-R-E-K. And dorek means manner or habit. So in other words, Moses knew God's manners. Moses knew God's habits. While Israel knew God's acts, the Hebrew word for acts is alilah, A-L-E-L-A-H. Alilah means deeds or works. I think we could say it this way. Moses knew who God was. He knew his manners, his mannerisms, his habits. Israel knew how God acted. They knew how God worked. They knew the things God did. Now, if you were to ask me about my son or my daughter, and if you were to say to me, I saw your son do this, here's how he acts at school, here's how he acts playing ball, whatever, you would be speaking to me of the deeds or the works of my son or my daughter. You would know their acts, but I can tell you that I know their ways. I know their mannerisms, and I know their habits. I can read the look in their eye. Now, you may be able to read their response or read what they do, but I can read who they are, and that's because we're intimate. We know one another on an intimate level. I see them behind closed doors. This is the way it is with everyone. Your family, you know their ways. I may know their acts. There's a difference in knowing God's acts and knowing God's ways. Let me give you an example. When Jesus came along, the world was used to knowing God's acts, but they were not used to knowing God's ways. Remember the woman with the issue of blood. She knew the actions of Jesus. That's what brought her to Jesus in the first place. She knew she had hurt. She didn't know Jesus. She didn't know his habits. She didn't know his mannerisms, but she knew his acts. She knew that people got healed in his presence. But she didn't know what it was going to look like, feel like. She didn't know if she was going to have to pay for it. She didn't know if she was going to be in trouble. She didn't know how Jesus would respond to her if she did what she wanted to do, and that was touch the hem of his garment. She knew that she was unclean. Ceremonially, she was defiling, and so she had no right to do what she was doing. But whenever she touches the hem of his garment, she gets the acts. The acts of Jesus was the actions. She gets the miracle. What she didn't expect was to get his way. And his way was to stop in the middle of what he was doing, turn and say, who touched me? And his disciples, of course, say, well, Lord, everyone's touching you. What do you mean, who touched me? And Jesus says, no, I felt power go out of me. And when he looks her in the face, he says to her, daughter, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. Daughter, see, that's God's way. I say to you today, you may know how God acts. You may have seen God do a few things, but don't just know God on his actions. Know God on intimate terms. Know God in all of his ways. You can, because you too are a son or a daughter in Jesus Christ. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.